today will focus on learning Torah from a Rasha, who have the right to do so or not. So the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Talmud Torah, no, the Rambam before his halachos actually has a koteret, has a title. So if you look in Hilchos Talmud Torah, for example, I'll show it to you. Right. So before he starts the halachos, he tells you the halachos that we have, and Yesh Bechlalan Shtei Mitzvos Aseh. There are two positive mitzvos that will be involved, and he has them over here: Lilmo Torah and Lechabed Melamdeha V'Yodeeha. So the two positive mitzvos, now the first one would be obvious. What positive mitzvah I can fulfill when I study Torah, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But number two, as part of the mitzvah saseh, positive mitzvah of Talmud Torah, is l'chabed b'lamdeha v'yode'eha, to show honor to those who are teaching it and those who are knowledgeable in Torah. Which is interesting, and that's really where the shiur begins. Is why is it that the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah would include as part of that mitzvah the mitzvah of being mechabe talmidei chachamim? There's a whole section of halacha called Hilchos Mamrim. In Hilchos Mamrim, that's where you find the laws of Kibud Avaim. In fact, in Shulchan Aruch, when you find the laws of Kibud Avaim, along with those halachas are Kibud Rav. The covered you have to show to a Talmud Chacham. So that's logical, that those two things go together, and so many of the halachos are the same, standing up and not sitting in their seat and all of that. And yet here, the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah feels the need to tell you that part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is l'chabed melamdeha v'yodeha. So where does that come from? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, based on the Gemara in Moed Katan, it's actually an interesting story. The Gemara in Moed Katan has a story of someone tells you that it was a tsurva merabanan. See, even people who tamed chachamim, some things can go sour for them. So it says like this: Dav Yud Zayin Aman Alef Moed Katan, Dehavu Sane Shumane. So what things we heard about him, we were not happy with. Rashi says She Yotzin Olav Shmuos Rose. He was acting in a promiscuous way. He was clearly doing things that were completely inappropriate for anyone, right? But certainly a Talmud Chacham. So what happened? So they came to, Rav Yehuda, hey, Chilavid, what should we do? Lishamte, to put him in Cherim, to excommunicate him. Trichile Rabbana, the rabbis need him. He's a Talmud Chacham. There's a lot to learn from him. So to put him in Cherim, now I can't be in his distance, you have to be 4 hours away, maybe I won't be able to hear him properly, and some of the other halachos when you put someone in cherem. So though I don't want to do that, lo l'shamte, but not to put him in cherem, lo kamischal shma d'shmaya, I'm going to desecrate Hashem's name by someone who's clearly doing something wrong, and here we are sitting in his yeshiva, sitting in his shir, that such a person, so what should we do? So, Amar Lei L'Rabbi Barachana, Midi Shmi Alach Bahai, he said to Rabbi Barachana, have you heard anything about this? What you think we should do? Amar Lei Hachim Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said what we should do. Maidich Siv, what does the Pasuk mean in Malachi when it says, Ki Sifsei Kohen Yishmeru Das, Vitoro Yivakshu Mipihu, Ki Malach Hashem Svakosu. The Pasuk says, literally the lips of the Kohen should observe or should guard themselves Das, which is knowledge. Vitora yivakshu mipihu, right? We learn from the Kohen, we learn from the whoever's teaching us, and we, right? Why do we learn Torah from the Kohen? The Kohen typically were the teachers. Why do we learn from him? Ki malach Hashem tzvakosu, because he's an angel of God, says the Gemara, says Rabbi Barachana to Rav Yehuda. He has to go into Cherem. Why? Because im doma, what does the Pasuk teach me? Im doma harav lemalach Hashem yivakshu Torah mipiv. If the Rav is going to be the one from whom I'm learning, is going to act like an angel, like a Malach Hashem, then you could seek Torah from him. V'im lav, al yivakshu Torah mipiv. Then, right? And if not, then you can't learn from him. And Rashi says, Huil b'sanu shumane, since we heard these terrible things about him, hadit shrichile rabbanon, the fact that the rabbis need him for his Torah, laf glumu, it's nothing. Demutav delo yalfi mene, better we don't learn from him at all. That's the Gemara. So, in fact, the rest of the story is interesting. I'll give you just part of it. What happened was Rav Yehuda got sick, and the Rabbanon wanted to come and ask him something, and this guy came along with them, right? Who was put into Cherem. He came to Rav Yehuda. Want Rav Yehuda put him in Chayim? This guy, this Talmud Chacham who was in Chayim, wanted to come to see Rav Yehuda. The guy walks in, and when Rav Yehuda saw him, he started smiling. So the guy says, it wasn't enough you put me in Chayim, now you're laughing at me, you're smiling at me. All right, so he said to him, I'm not laughing at you. He says, I realize I'm so happy because I realize that when I go to Olam Haba, I'm going to feel good about myself that I never was, I didn't do any chanifus. I wasn't, didn't allow any flattery. I didn't allow myself to be taken by the fact that maybe I should have gone back on my word. I was very strong in putting you in Chayrim and keeping you in that with that distance, and I didn't take I didn't have anyone else convince me otherwise. So I feel very good about that, about sticking to my decision. Fine. The end of the story is quite interesting anyway. That's on Yizayim and Alfa Moed Katan. So what do you see from this story? You see pretty clearly that there's a concept of learning from a Talmud Chacham, yes, but that Talmud Chacham has to have a certain status. He has to be like a Malach Hashem. There are certain character traits that he must have. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah in the fourth perek, Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, says like this. It speaks about the Talmud. I have to worry about my Talmidim, right? Whether they're like they're a Talmud Hogan or not. If they don't act appropriately, maybe I shouldn't be teaching them. That's in Halacha Aleph. But for everyone else's purposes, V'chein harav she'eino holech b'derech tova afal pisha chachamu ragadahu. If the Rav is, it could be a great Talmud Chacham, very wise, very knowledgeable. V'chol ham tzrichim lo. That was like the Gemara. And everyone needs him. Ein mislamdin mimenu ad shuvo lemutav. Until he does tshuva, until he goes back to what he should be doing properly, you don't learn from Shneamar. And he quotes the Pasuk, from Malachi, kisifse kohen, etc. So you see the Rambam has that halacha here. So the Rav said, you put these two things together and it becomes very clear. Why is it that the Rambam begins the halachos by telling you that there are two mitzvot saseh? There's a mitzvah saseh of learning Torah and the mitzvah saseh of honoring the Talmud Chacham. So the answer is, because if you can't honor the Talmud Chacham, if you don't have the ability to honor him because he's not like a Malach Hashem, he's not one who can be honored, so that becomes a pagam, a defect, in what? In the Talmud Torah itself. So you need those two components, or else you can't fulfill the mitzvah. If you're going to tell me there's Talmud Torah without the concept of being mechabed, so then you're lacking in the Talmud Torah itself. And that's what he explains at Hari Ketim. He says as follows, Dikvod HaTorah, who tenai mitamud Torah, honoring the Torah is actually a tenai, is actually a condition in the fulfillment of the mitzvah of studying Torah itself. The efshar lekabel velilmo Torah karaui. We can't learn and accept the Torah, obtain the Torah, and internalize the Torah. Beli kavod ve'ha'aracha lemosrei haTorah. Without being able to give the proper understanding, the stature of the one who's teaching it. And therefore, if we're going to say, Achim harav eino holech b'derech tova, ve'ein ha'talmid yachol l'chabdo v'lerosu k'malach Hashem, I can't see him as a malach Hashem, ze atzmo ha'vechisaron b'hilchos Talmud Torah. That's actually considered, you're lacking now. There's a void in your Talmud Torah, and it's not completely fulfilled. So that's important for us to keep in mind, that when we choose Rabbanim and we learn from people, we have to act a certain way. That's all the beginning of Halach Aleph in Perek Dalet, that we have to act a certain way. And if not, then the Rav doesn't have a right to teach us. The Rebbe doesn't have the right to teach us. But that's also the responsibility of the Rabbi. He doesn't act certain ways, and we know very well that's the yeshiva's responsibility, that's the shul's responsibility to ensure that the rebbeim are acting properly. They're not embarrassing people in their own, and in this case, the rebbeim are acting properly outside of the confines of the shiur room. And if they're rishoyim, they're not acting properly. So then we have to be very careful. One of the questions that can be raised on this. And I would pose the following answer, is the story of Acher. In Maseches Chagiga, Rabbi Meir would continue learning Torah from Elisha ben Avuya even after he went off the derech. It was a great Tana, very, very long, and no one learned. Why? So the Gemara has two possible answers why that is. Either one is Rabbi Meir was a gadol. A gadol's allowed to learn, not a katan. And number two, Rabbi Meir was able like a pomegranate. He took the good and, you know, like you eat a date. You take the good and throw away the pit. So whatever was good, he took, and what was bad, he threw away. So how is Rabbi Meir allowed to do that if that seems to be against the Gemara, against the condition in Talmud Torah? So the simple answer is that sometimes you don't have a choice, right? Which means Rabbi Meir, yes, he was a gadol, right? But Rabbi Meir was at a point where he would not learn necessarily from the evil ways. The question is, according to this, good, he's not going to learn from the... I shouldn't learn from Elisha ben Avuya. But Rabbi Meir, as a gadol, he can. According to the Rambam, he's not going to fulfill the mitzvah properly. So you have to make the following argument, which is maybe it's not the same degree of Talmud Torah as learning from someone who's a Malach Hashem. But if Rabbi Meir felt that there's a certain amount of knowledge that I'm not going to get from anyone, if I don't learn from Elisha ben Avuya, at least I should be able to obtain that knowledge from him, although I won't have the full fulfillment of the complete fulfillment of these two components of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Okay? Hatzlacha today on your finals.
Thank you.